Mr. Briggs, I think we move on to agenda item four, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay. Report by State Water Resources Control Board Liaison. Have Frances Spivey Weber with us this morning from the State Water Board.
Thank you very much. And I will add, I will pile on, as it were, to express my appreciation to Carol. She took me under her wing when I was first assigned to this board and showed me the ropes and took me out to lunch. And we've been good pen pals ever since and get together at these board meetings. And I look forward to it, and I'll miss you. Also, I want to thank Gary, as you know so well, that you that are serve as board members. This is not an easy board to be on. None of the water boards are easy to be on, and you're volunteers for the most part. And so thank you, Gary, for your work for us. And I also want to give a warning to both Gary and to Carol. The water board has shown a lot of capacity in recent years for bringing people back. And we do it at the state board. It's being done at the in Region 5. Soapy is back on the board after only a year out. So rest a little bit. You could be back. we definitely don't forget those who have worked with us, and we know how talented they are, and you're likely to get asked to do something again. In terms of a report, I usually like to start with the budget. It's very much up in the air. I understand this morning that the headlines, at least in Los Angeles, are that the governor is going to probably have a special election sometime in the near term on an austere budget for the state, and have the public essentially vote on what they want. We'll see how that works, but it will affect us. And so I don't think budget or staffing will be settled for quite a while, maybe a year or so. And so we will just have to do our best, be flexible, certainly from a staff perspective, try to the morale issue is going to be huge. But I think the work that you're doing and just moving forward steadily on some of the big programs and projects that you're pursuing is going to be important. The regional boards are going to be brought together in Sacramento on September the 26th and 27th. Block out those dates. That will be the WQCC meeting. We did not have one this year. And so this will be we'll only have one in 2010, and those will be the dates.
2011.
Oh, you're right. Oh, dear. I have a whole another year to worry about.
Sorry, scary.
Right. And we're putting the themes together for that. So communicate those if you have any ideas of things that you think would be worth your time to spend in Sacramento talking with other board members and with the state board and other people in the community. Let Jeff know, and he will communicate those to us. We will also be having a board chair meeting sometime in February or March to finalize a lot of this stuff. It'll be a one-day event, and hopefully we'll have appointees around that folks can meet. In terms of financing, of course, everyone's interested in funds and funding, and I just wanted to pass on two things. One is the California Financing Coordinating Committee, which is a committee of agencies that have funding like the Water Board and Department of Water Resources and other agencies. And federal agencies have joined in this year. That would be the EPA, Agriculture, and the Bureau of Reclamation. We'll be having five funding fairs, they call them, throughout the state in this next year. There won't be one on the Central Coast in your region, but there's one March 8th in Visalia and one May 24th in Sacramento. And so those are, I think, the closest. The other three, or one is in L.A., one in Arcata, and one in Truckee. So, and there recently in October, the State Water Board staff participated in a federal and state funding sources meeting, and this was organized by the county, by Stanislaus County. And again, I think it's a creative way to take the dollars that are available from different places and bring them together. They discussed infrastructure, economic development, and looked at both federal and state monies and how to put those together to make something work for Stanislaus County. You could certainly encourage counties in this region to do similar kinds of things, and I think that would be important. The big policy issues that the State Board will be working on this next year and that we've already begun are stormwater. We'll be doing several statewide permits on stormwater for Caltrans, for industrial, and phase two. So be alert to that. Pesticides, our statewide permits on aquatic invasives, vector control and spray for ag and forestry. We're going to relook briefly next, the 14th of December, at the once-through cooling policy, and we may or may not make some adjustments to that, but nothing substantive. And it may not happen. So the date that you all may want to pay attention to is April 1st, which is when the once-through cooling utilities will be submitting their plans for how they will go off once-through cooling. That those plans are due April 1st, and then they'll be evaluated by both the power agencies as well as the resource agencies. And a new schedule will be put together that will say when these plants will be going offline between now and, not sure, but sometime in the 20s. Finally, toxicity is a big issue. It's a big issue for you all here as well. And we are working on a toxicity policy to help guide the toxicity testing. And that should, we've had a workshop on it. It was quite, it was well attended. And we will hopefully be adopting something in early 2011. And that's it for things that I think affect you very closely. The other thing that is taking a fair amount of time at the State Board is the Delta. And we are starting our focus on the San Joaquin. We will have a workshop on January 6 and 7 in Sacramento on Delta flows and South Delta, or San Joaquin flows and South Delta salinity issues. And so I expect that will be quite controversial. So thank you, and I assume that I'll be back here in March for your ag waiver meeting.
February meeting as well.
Oh, the February meeting as well. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, one thing I'd like to just add to the rest of the board, that as we work on the WQCC agenda, if there are any items that you think would be helpful for you or us to get educated on, I mean, Russ, you've been doing it for many years, so you know what goes on, but, you know, for newer board members, sometimes this is a good opportunity to have information discussed that may fill in the blanks, you know, in your knowledge base. So let me know what that is, and I'll let Fran know, and we'll try to get that, you know, included.
Mr. Chair, I think it's always important to have the time with the legal staff of the State Water Resources Board. It's always important for new board members, but it's also important for board members that have been on for a while. There's new laws, new interpretations of those laws, and we need to have it directly from the legal staff. We have it here locally, but as the bills are coming forth through the legislature, it's easier for them to give us the information, what it the impacts it would have on the regional boards. And I always cherish that particular part of the WQCC meetings. It's always important.
Okay.